Cayley wants you to stay, Bill. You have to go anyhow tomorrow, Major Rumbold.
Yes, I'll come with you, Mrs. Calladine.
Mr. Cayley would wish me to say again that you will please not hesitate to give your own orders, both as regards the car and as regarding any telephoning or telegraphing that you want done. He smiled again and added, "Please forgive me if I seem to have taken a good deal upon myself, but I just happened to be handy as a mouthpiece for Cayley." He bowed to them and went into the house.
"Well,"
said Miss Norris dramatically. As Antony re-entered the hall, the inspector from Middleston was just crossing into the library with Cayley. The latter stopped and nodded to Antony.
"Wait a moment, Inspector. Here's Mr. Gillingham. He'd better come with us."
And then to Antony,
"This is Inspector Birch."
Birch looked inquiringly from one to the other.
"Mr. Gillingham and I found the body together," explained Cayley. "Oh, well, come along, and let's get the facts sorted out a bit. I like to know where I am, Mr. Gillingham."
"We all do."
"Oh?"
He looked at Antony with interest.
"Do you know where you are in this case?"
"I know where I'm going to be."
"Where's that?"
"Put through it by Inspector Birch," said Antony with a smile. The inspector laughed genially.
"Well, I'll spare you as much as I can. Come along."